This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How about that ABC story on Jeffrey Epstein that never ran? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Another hour. Glad you guys are with me, hanging in there. The story that never ran. Why didn't ABC have the guts to run the story that never ran? 844-551-8255. That's how you can reach us. ABC News. Multiple allegations against pedophile Jeffrey Epstein did not meet our standards for air. Also, ABC News. Check out these uncorroborated allegations against Kavanaugh in the middle of his confirmation. Also, here's some serial war footage that's actually from a Kentucky gun range. But they said the Epstein story did not meet their editorial standards. I'll give you that, right? Welcome, everybody. Glad you're with me, because I get to tell you some inconsistencies with ABC. We talked earlier about this story where Amy Robach is caught on a hot mic talking about the Epstein story and how she had broken this story 3 years earlier, and ABC didn't want to cover it. Why? Because, well, they were afraid of the ramifications from Buckingham Palace. The Queen might not let them interview Kate and Will any longer. I want you to think about that. Why do these stories about Hollywood not get any legs to them? Well, we'll give you Epstein, but if you continue to do this other stuff, we won't let you get to our other stars. We will talk to agents and we will say, you know what? Maybe ABC shouldn't have as many of our celebrities, our royalty, if you will, as they should have, as maybe NBC or CBS. Let's see, that's how it works. We'll withhold our stars. I want you to think about this. On MSNBC or some of the cable news networks, they can get Annie, they can get Clooney, they can get all the late night TV talk show hosts, all of them. Fox, try to get, I would love to see a survey under research on how many times Fox has gotten Hollywood people to come on to Fox News. It's a career. It's not good for your career to go on Fox, even sometimes to promote a movie. The Rock may do it or somebody like that, but very few people come to promote their stuff on Fox News. They'll go to TMZ, they'll go to ABC, Good Morning America, whatever, but they will not come on Fox. It's a cabal. But here's what I'm trying to tell you. If the threat of the Queen saying, well, we won't let you get to Kate and all these other people and whatever this, I can't remember this black chick's name that married the redheaded, the ugly prince. I can't remember her name. I see her face. She's an actress and she looks like she's half black or, you know, some percentage of black. But whatever her name is, they don't want, you can't get access to them. That's crazy. That's elitism at its finest. What they're telling you is, if you have no clout, if Jeffrey Epstein had taken a bunch of people, let's put it this way, Jeffrey Epstein had taken a bunch of Republicans on his pedophile airline to his pedophile island, do you think ABC would have covered that story? If it hadn't been Bill Clinton, if it had been Donald Trump going to that island, do you think ABC would have covered that story? If it had been George Bush, who I don't even have a whole lot of respect for, but do you think if it had been George Bush and his cadre of friends, would they have covered that story? Yeah, see, I don't have to answer these questions for you. These are what are called rhetorical questions. We don't need an answer because we know the answer. The same way, what's her name? Amy Robach? Amy Robach, when asked, do you think he was murdered? She says, 100%. I'm not going to play the clips. You can go back to KJRadio.com and listen to the first hour, and you can hear all the stuff that I talked about with this story, because it's ridiculous that we're having a discussion. When Epstein was killed, how many of you went, yeah, baby, I knew that was coming? How many of you? I know everybody I know was, the minute it happened, we were, oh yeah, death by suicide, two bullets to the back of the head, which of course is the joke for it, but he hung himself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, I mean, where do I go from here? It's just rife with humor. I'm not laughing at his death. I don't care one way or the other. I mean, I'm sure people miss him. But another person said this: not only was there a child sex ring conducting blackmail operations of global elites, but it was apparently an open secret ABC admits they knew about for years, had photos and documents, but decided not to run the story and attacked anyone who spoke about it. That's the other thing. A pedophile ring for global elites. Wow. These people are the most, what's the word I'm looking for? Debaucherous. They are the most lecherous people on the planet, and they want to run it. They conspire to run it. There's a society a friend of mine was telling me about. He said this society is, it's almost like devil worship. There are no limits to what you should be able to do on Earth. If you want to have sex with kids, animals, you name it, there should be no limits on you. And what their mindset is, what you consider debauchery or lechery, they say that's freedom of expression for you, and you know, and all the flavors that God would want you to have it. I mean, I'm not. You guys don't think I'm kidding. I was playing golfing with a friend of mine who does a lot of research in this. He's a doctor, and he goes, Kevin, it would blow your mind. And he gave me, I'm going to actually do some research on it. I don't know that I want to do it on my computer. I may have to go to the library because I don't want to look this stuff up on my computer. But this stuff exists. You know, remember we were talking about this potential pizza parties and all this stuff that were going on with the Podestas and the Clintons and all? It's overwhelmingly believable. It's not even conspiratorial to say these people pass kids around. Hollywood knows it. This isn't even a secret. To call it a secret is really, I don't know why you would even call it a secret. Everybody knows the Holly weirdos molest the children there, period. That's just part of the game. If you're a parent sending your kid to Hollywood, you're complicit. Don't even try it. You gotta watch out.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff.
even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats live on false hope. They thrive on it. In fact, they love false hope. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. So these gubernatorial elections that occurred give the Democrats what I call false hope. So did the midterms, by the way. And I know there are people out there, Kevin, we lost. I don't know what to do yet. Y'all are always crying. The people that send me notes crying, you just, no offense, you're whiners, you're crybabies. Always looking for the bad side of what happened. There's a lot of great things happening that are going to destroy the Democrats. They're imploding on their own. They're going to get a couple of, they're going to win a couple of battles. They're not going to win the war. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm not some overly exuberant optimist, you know, some pie in the sky, you know, ingenue that's like, oh my gosh, we're going to win. I just love everything. It's not that. I'm not trying to persuade you into some false reality. Look, you get up and look at your stock market, you know, what's going on in the stock market. You look at your portfolio. You determine how you pay your bills, good or bad or whatever, how much money you're able to put away, what you're able to do with the kids, and vacations you're taking, things like this, job mobility. You're looking at this stuff. It's not just me. But the other thing that you're looking at is you're looking at what the Democrats are doing to themselves. Look, I get they're influencing you with polls, and they want you to go, oh, well, you guys lost Virginia. Yeah, okay. So we lost Virginia temporarily. We barely won it temporarily during the time of Obama. We barely won. It was 51-49 and 20-17 in the Senate and the House and the Senate in Virginia. They get it back because they elected what's his face, the used to run the DNC, Terry McAuliffe, who's a scoundrel. Then they run a presidential candidate who was caught with blackface, and they elect the guy because they've been scheming to steal these seats for a long time, and they got it. But I'm gonna make you a bet. I'm gonna make you a bet that they can't keep it. I'm gonna make you that bet. They're like lottery winners. They're gonna be broke in 2 years. They don't know how to handle it. You want to know why they don't know how to handle it? Because they don't know how to handle the truth. They don't want the truth. But the truth is going to come out. And contrary to what you may be hearing in polls and all that, the things that are happening with Schiff and Nadler and Pelosi and all of them and all this nonsense they're doing against Donald Trump will infiltrate to the other races. It's going to impact state legislatures, and it's going to swing in the favor of Republicans. It's already starting. And here's how it starts. Let me tell you, the worst possible start for the Democrats. You want to know what it is? You getting a backbone. That's right. I want you to ask yourself this very simple question. How strong of a conservative were you prior to Donald Trump? How strong? How much did you support the Republican Party prior to Donald Trump? How much do you support him now? Now, here's the second part of the question. How strong were the Democrats in support of Barack Obama and the Democratic Party? How strong are they now? Just ask yourself simple questions, folks. Don't overcomplicate. Don't make it too, oh, I don't know who I can. Don't do it. Just ask yourself simple questions. You got the answer to those. Now, that doesn't preclude cheating and all the other stuff. I'm not telling you Democrats aren't scoundrels and aren't going to do all this other stuff. But they're going to have a much tougher time doing that. I gave you some numbers the other day. 72% of Democrats say they're going to vote for whoever it is, whoever gets it. 73%, sorry. Thank you, Mr. Producer. So 73% are going to vote for whoever it is, which means 27% are not. 27% are going, I don't know. Now, that number could change. Maybe they're going to get a baby black Jesus, somebody who can rally the cause. But until then, that's the number. You think blacks are excited about any of the candidates? We've already proven blacks are not excited about Biden. He's not going to get it. They're certainly not excited about Elizabeth fake Indian Warren. They aren't excited about any of the black candidates. They aren't excited about any of the other minority candidates. The only candidate that supposedly they should be excited about is Buttigieg. And we've already learned that old black people consider him, his gaiety, to be a factor. They don't want to vote for him. And these so-called conservative Democrats that Buttigieg himself recognizes say, we don't want to vote for him. But okay, they got a win for governor of Georgia. Do you know every down-ticket Republican won? The state has a new attorney general in Kentucky. Did I say Georgia? I'm in Kentucky. In Kentucky. So he's the first black statewide, winner in Kentucky. I don't know if he's not the first black AG. But anyway, big deal. Down ticket. Republicans won. They lost the governorship because Matt Bevins has been so bad that Donald Trump couldn't get him elected. That's what happened there. But then Donald Trump wins in Mississippi. He went there, he does a rally, he gets people out. In Kentucky, he does a rally, they win everything but the governorship. And trust me, do I need to say it again? The winner of the governor in Kentucky is temporary. He will not win again. Virginia, same thing. Hold your horses, folks. Don't get excited. Here's what they said. In Kentucky, Democrat Attorney General Andy Beshear was poised to defeat Republican Governor Matt Bevin, holding on to a 0.4 percentage point lead with all the precincts reporting, even as Bevin said he wouldn't concede. Trump tried to bolster it. Donald Trump said it's a moratorium on him. But guess what? He won the rest of the state. Virginia. Democrats wanted majorities in both the House and the Senate, giving the party full control. Good for them. Wait until the news comes out about what the Democrats have done to President Trump and all the other stuff. Watch what happens in 2 years or in a year plus. Watch what happens. In Mississippi, Republicans held on to the governor's office, beating back a veteran Democrat's bid for another potential election night stunner. The GOP's win means that the state is likely to continue to pursuing tax cuts and opposing the expansion of Medicaid. So, you know, I don't think all the rest of that you can do for yourself. I'm just talking about wins and losses. So we want a battle. They want two battles. But I will tell you this. You're winning the war. And you need to start acting like winners, because that's important. It's important to understand that you're going to suffer some of these little setbacks. Donald Trump just got news that he's got to show his taxes again. And some Donald Trump goes, okay, great. So he calls his attorneys. He says, kick it up to the Supreme Court. We're going to get his taxes. We got to win the difference. We got to win. Was that a win? I'm asking you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, please let me know that was a win. Because let me tell you something, they still aren't going to get his taxes, and it isn't because he doesn't want them to have them. It's because it's on principle. You ever heard of that term? It's rarely used in politics. Principle. And Donald Trump's winning.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is praising nearly a dozen people who rushed a terrorist carrying out a stabbing attack on the London Bridge.
I also want to pay tribute to the extraordinary bravery of those members of the public who physically intervened to protect the lives of others. And for me, they represent the very best of our country.
Johnson says he would also hunt down anyone else who may have been involved in today's terrorist attack. Shoppers are continuing to look for bargains across the country on this Black Friday, although according to some folks, it no longer feels like the busiest shopping day of the year.
Really, it's not Black Friday no more for the simple fact that everybody shops Thanksgiving. So it's not fun like it used to be.
It was a thrill kill before. You know, you look forward to it, but now everybody just strolls in there with the pajamas on Thanksgiving night.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We talked a little bit about this the other day, but it's worth discussing further because now we've got a comment from Pete Buttigieg on the very same issue that I talked about the other day, which is old black folks and their homophobia. Now, I don't think of it as homophobia and because I don't think old black people are afraid of gays. I think old black folks have a very religious, they have a religious center that says gaiety is not, you know, okay in the, you know, in the community. They accept it, but they don't want, you know, they have very, what I would call, if you want to put it into a box, conservative views on the LGBT issues. And this comes from a culture of being very protective, and I explained this the other day, of being very protective of our family members. Black folks had the strongest families of anybody back in the day. And that is why gays didn't, in my opinion, that is why homosexuality was not prolific. Kids were not molested nearly to the degree that they are today. And I've used real examples. I told you guys, I think my nephew was molested. He's gay, and I don't think he would have been gay. He was around a bunch of rapists, and his own mom had been raped and molested and on and on. I mean, it's a history of it. Without, if he had come, in my opinion, if he had been lived in an area, lived with me, for example, he wouldn't have been gay. I think he would have been a normal kid, sexually anyway. And I know people are going to get mad at me for saying, I don't really care. I believe that wholeheartedly. Now, do I believe that there are people who are born gay? Yes, I do. I believe that there are people who go, I don't fit in the sexuality norms that the society would have me with. I believe that. I believe that the quote LGBT spectrum is legit. So for any of you LGBT people who want to get after me, feel free, but it ain't gonna help you because nobody pays my paychecks except me. So that's my feeling about it. But what's interesting is, because I'm a black conservative, I could be attacked on this, but black Democrats, no, hands off. And I want to play this clip of Buttigieg, get that ready for me, because he's responding to Clyburn, and he says some very interesting things that are revealing about the Democratic Party. And here it is.
You are in Iowa, where you are well in the polls, clearly in the top tier in the polls in Iowa now. You're on this bus tour. In other early states, or as you move down the calendar, for instance, in South Carolina, it's a little bit of a different story. And Jim Clyburn, who is the senior member of Congress from South Carolina and is the number three in the House of Representatives, did an interview with Dana Bash yesterday where he suggested that one of the problems you might be having in South Carolina is with older African-American voters who aren't comfortable with you being gay. So listen to this.
Are you saying for older African-Americans it is an issue?
Yes, it is. There's no question about that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you otherwise, because I think everybody knows that's an issue. But I'm saying it's an issue not the way it used to be.
First of all, are you surprised by his comments?
You know, some of what we're hearing in South Carolina reminds me of South Bend, a place where there are a lot of Democrats, but a lot of socially conservative Democrats. And at the end of the day, I think the reason why people in my community moved past that and reelected me, and the reason why we're going to be able to earn votes in every part of the country, is that elections are about this. They're about voters asking the question, how will my life be different if you get elected president versus somebody else? I think we have the best answer to that question. And if I can do my job and get that answer in front of as many voters as possible, it is remarkable how Americans are capable of moving past old habits, moving past old prejudices, making history, and getting the president who will serve them best, regardless of some of the other noise that that's circling around the race.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So we're discussing some of I love talking about the Democrats and these in battles that they have. They don't talk about it. Nobody will say to you that the Democrats have internal problems, you know, from a faction point of view inside the party. This is a huge problem. Huge problem. Let me tell you why. Oh, man. Sometimes, I mean, my brain is moving 1,000 miles an hour. And I got to slow it down in order to talk, and then it makes me forget because it's moving so fast. But anyway, here you go. You got Buttigieg, or whatever they call him, Booty Boy, and he's surging, right? That's what they say. Go look at, don't believe Kevin Jackson. Don't believe me. Go to the media, and you'll see Biden is falling. In fact, Joy Behar is asking everybody else to drop out so Biden can get the nomination. I'm sorry, that just makes I chuckle at that. Please drop out. Let Biden in. Now, I want you to understand how bad it is for the Democrats when they're begging other people to drop out so Biden can get in, while meanwhile, they still want other people in, okay? That's why I'm chuckling. But anyway, back to Buttigieg. So, by all it means, he's surging. Biden's dropping. Warren can't get beyond a threshold that people go, we want her, and they don't want her. I've talked about this before. I told you guys. I said the Democrats can talk all they want about Elizabeth Warren and her policies and all that. They don't want her. And let me tell you why you can kind of put your common sense meter on that one. Everybody's now attacking what? Her Medicare, Medicaid program. How are we going to pay for it? Saturday Night Live lampooned her the other day. I don't know if you guys saw the clip. It was actually pretty funny. I've never seen Warren beyond, you know, a clip of her trying to use her husband for the beer thing or something like that. But if that's her style, it's hysterical. And here's what I'm telling you. They know she can't get elected. They know there's no way she can get elected. So they're already pushing back on her. Now, I told you guys a long time ago, I was getting asked all the time, who do you think it's going to be? And I told everybody, I said, if you ask me right now, because they have no good candidates, but the shining object for them, the little shiny object, is going to be Buttigieg. That's the guy. And so he's now surging, but they got a problem. And they recognize the problem. The problem for Buttigieg is that old black people are homophobic, to use their terms. They don't want a gay president, and hear me tell you why they don't, because having a gay president for old blacks is like having a woman president. This is the same problem Hillary Clinton had. They don't think they can be strong enough to run the country. When it comes to making, I'm going to say it, male decisions, decisions that need to be fueled with testosterone, that's when the black, old black community goes, nah, I don't know. And for the record, that's what many leftists do as well. They claim they want a woman, but they really don't. They claim they want a gay, but they really don't. There's a little bit inside of them that goes, I don't know. And let me just go ahead and save it for you. Here's the statement of all statements. If this show lives in infamy, this statement will do it. We've already had a gay female president, a gay female black president in Barack Obama, and it was a dismal failure because he didn't have the cojones to do the things that he needed to do. He was a capitulator. He was manipulated. People were doing whatever they wanted to him, and he was too stupid to even realize what was being done. But let's go back to what they talked about with Buttigieg. He was asked, were you surprised by the comments? Says, no, not really. Says, reminds me of South Bend, where there are lots of Democrats and lots of socially conservative Democrats. Now, that's a euphemism for homophobic. They don't want me because of this or that. They don't want him because they don't think he can do the job it takes to be what it takes to be a commander in chief. It takes a level of manliness that most women don't possess. I'm not telling you that women don't possess it. I know women that will absolutely get in your mess. You know, they will spoil your lunch, right? I know them. But most of them don't. It's like one of my friends, I'm not even going to say her name because I don't want to get her in trouble, but she says, Kevin, without men, we wouldn't go to the moon. She goes, we wouldn't. Most of the crazy ideas that come up, we would never. She goes, as women, we would never do it because we're risk averse. We think about our kids. We think about, you know, all these other things. She goes, men are the one who think that way. You're programmed to think that way. And she's right. Most of the big ideas, you know what? I'm going to build something that goes 100 feet into the air, and I'm going to put people up in it, blah, blah, blah. Said no woman ever. It was a dude who says, I'm going to build skyscrapers. I'm going to send a man to the moon. I'm going to put something on Mars. And I'm going to go explore the thing. That's not saying women can't do it. But there's something about a man that says, oh, it needs to be conquered? I'll conquer it. So then Buttigieg goes on. Let me finish up. He says, he's telling you, socially conservative Democrats, he's telling you, my own people are racist, my own people are sexist, they're homophobic, the Democrats. That's what he's saying. The same thing that Clyburn is saying, and they're giving them all a pass. He's not just talking about black folks. And what's funny, if this were on the conservative side and we were talking about black Republicans that were doing this, they would be called racist and homophobic and the whole deal. But they won't say that about black Democrats. That's the double
standard. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I talked earlier about the forest fires that are happening in California. Well, this fire that almost destroyed the Reagan Library and it's burned hundreds, if not, I don't know how many homes, but lots, acreage. And it's old news to talk about California fires. They happen every year. They're like, it's like fire season. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. California has fire season. As strange as that sounds, they know it's coming. And it isn't just lightning strikes or even careless campers. Yeah, it's not that. Now, ISIS has targeted California. We're finding out they're targeting America. Maybe they're targeting Montana and all these other, rich forest areas. But they've posted something saying, hey, calling their believers, rather, to destroy the infidel by setting ablaze to America. So maybe there's going to be a big career in firefighting here soon, or improvements in how to get firefighters, better equipment will be made because of all this stuff. ISIS will spur a technological advancement in firefighting, and of course that's the way the leftists will sell it. Thank you, ISIS. Thank you, Muslims, you crazy radicals, for teaching us how to fight fires with more efficiency. Well, we don't need you because we got these crazy leftists starting fires. They claim to love the environment. You show me a leftist that supposedly loves the environment. I will get you a conservative that makes them look like, cream puffs in comparison. We are amazing stewards of this planet. When it comes to the water, when it comes to the air, when it comes to litter and the cleanliness, when it comes to recycling, all of it. We are the stewards of it. Show me a hunter. Like one of these Inuit Eskimos or one of the Native American hunters or even one today, an American hunter. And I'll show you a person who uses every part of a kill. You ever shoot an animal? It's a religious experience. It's certainly spiritual. You watch the life go out of a being, but you go, this is going to fuel further life. You know, it's got its cycle. And man is at the top of that food chain, and we end the cycle for one in order to sustain ourselves, and then we take those products and we create beauty. Beauty. I want you to just take anything that's been created that has beauty. Canvas. Man created it. The paints that go on that. Everything that the left appreciates, somebody like you and me went out and created the beauty of it. We smashed the pulp that created the paper for the papyrus so that the ancient artists of Egypt could depict the lifestyle. When they didn't do that, we were smashing berries and creating things. And we've always been creative. And it came from nature. All these colors and stuff from berries or plants or this or that or some extract, and what didn't come from plants and berries came from most of the musical instruments of the world. For example, animals. Go look at any of the drums. It's all gut. They stretch it, right? They stretch the intestines and make instruments. Bladder instruments. Go to the Museum of Musical Instruments. Musical Instruments Museum. They call it the MIM. If you're ever in Arizona, go to Scottsdale. Go to that museum and look at the instruments and what the stuff is made of. The strings of guitars in the old days made of gut. The belly of a guitar made of gut. There, all kinds of stuff made from animal stuff, bones that they use to twirl to twirl the strings and things like this. We are amazing creators. So we take an animal, we feed ourselves, we clothe ourselves, and then we make beauty. And the left doesn't see it that way. You killed an animal. Oh my God. Yeah, we did. Killed an animal. But here's the irony. They get mad when you kill an animal, but they don't get mad if you kill a baby. I mean, I can't give you more irony. I mean, I do. I try to find it for you from time to time. But I'm just giving you some perspective in all of this. Isn't that crazy? All of this, though, leading to this, back to this PG, this fire, because the PG&E is when they're saying, well, the energy company, you're the reason for the fire. And so the CEO of PG&E is speaking on this topic, and here's what he says.
There are families who are right on the edge in terms of their finances. People are having a hard time affording putting food on the plate. Yet here they are having to clear out their refrigerators. What do you say to people who just can't afford to refrigerate and are losing all this food they've had in their households after these shutoffs?
These events can be hard on people, really hard on people, and particularly people who have struggles anyways. And, you know, there are community-based things you can do, food banks, these kind of things. But for us, you know, the main thing is we didn't cause any fires. We didn't, for these people, we didn't burn down any houses. The Kincaid's fire is still under investigation. I got that. But, you know, one of the things we did was give them the opportunity to actually refill their refrigerator because their house is still there.
Oh, no, he didn't. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, you still have a house, so you have the opportunity to fill your refrigerator. Don't be messing with me. That's essentially what he said. Ooh, welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. So he's asked about the CEO of PG&E, is asked about people who are on the edge of finances, people who, you know, the food they had is the food they have. They can't just go out and buy another $300-$400 worth of food. And I've been in that situation. We had a freeze in St. Louis when I lived there, and power went out to my house. A couple times it happened. One time it happened because a tree fell on a power line. Another time, it happened multiple times, but short duration. A transformer got struck during a lightning storm. But in one time it was a freeze, and they couldn't get to us for a few days. And the food in the refrigerator, I don't think if it was the freeze. It was another time that it spoiled. Oh, it was a thunderstorm, a big storm that came through. I mean, it was horrible. It looked like a war zone. Straight line winds, they said, of 80 miles an hour. So anyway, stuff was out for 3 days. All my food spoiled. I had to go. I got one of these big chests, and I put ice in it, and the stuff we were going to eat, I put in that chest. Long story short, I probably had to replace $200-$300 worth of food. And everybody can't do that. So this guy's asked that, and he says, you know, losing food, he says it's hard on people who struggle anyway. What the PGE CEO is saying is, look, they were struggling before we ever did anything. They had no prep. They had no savings. They were struggling. So being in that precarious of a situation, I mean, this guy should not be let's just say he shouldn't be the poster child for PG&E in the feel-good department. But, I mean, you would think the COO of an energy company or any company would have a better sense of public relations than to say something so blatantly stupid, but he did. And then he says, well, it should be community-based solutions. And I will give him credit. He didn't say the government should do it, but he certainly didn't say they should do it. He was very clear. This is not our responsibility. Too funny. We didn't cause any fires, he says. We didn't burn down any houses. The Kincaid fire is under investigation. Now, I alluded to that earlier. Why is that fire under investigation? He's saying, it wasn't us. Maybe it wasn't lightning. Maybe it's a malfeasance. I already told you what the Muslims have said. They are going to start fires in America. They are challenging their people to start fires. What better state than California? Burn it down. Right? They don't have a good program for it. Anyway, I don't know what's going to happen in the Kincaid investigation. I will keep up. Maybe we'll learn about it around the same time when we learn who started the fire at Notre Dame. Oh, yeah. Y'all thought I'd forgotten about that one. No, I haven't. It's funny to me how we've heard nothing about this iconic church that's burning down. ISIS says they're going to start fires, and we're still trying to figure out, I wonder what their motivation is. I wonder if any of these existing fires have anything to do with it. Don't be shocked, America, if you find out that suddenly there are lots of Muslims going into our national forest. Don't be shocked if you find out that in the Kincaid investigation, that somebody who's got a nice tan and a full beard and goes by the name of Muhammad was seen lurking around the area. Anyway, we make beautiful stuff. We Americans do. We conservative Americans do. And what leftists do is they tear it down. They tear us down. They tear it down. And they are ruining an amazing state.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.